to talk about as a topic last minute, if that's okay.
Do it.
In honor of your birthday earlier in the week, you obviously have a love of NFL football, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. So it was your birthday, and I sat down and I thought, well, I'll actually watch a game. I'll watch a complete game, because basically we don't get a lot of that type of sport on free-to-air television. So like our seven normal channels that we get, which have like free-to-air channels like commercial. I'm not sure what the equivalent over there is, but we have like four. We have like four channels that have advertising on them, and then like a government-paid one and a like a public access channel. And that's everyone that everyone can access. And then we have pay television, which is like cable, where we have like I think it's 50 or 60 channels with different elements on it.
Okay.
And you can get some sport on this pay television. But the only time you see NFL on free-to-air or in any big sense is actually the Super Bowl. So the concept of college football, the Rose Bowl, all these other things are fairly foreign to me. So never watching a full match besides watching parts of the Super Bowl, I decided to sit down and watch an entire game. And it was quite interesting.
Well, was it, be honest, was it hard to sit through, like a really crappy movie that you had to finish for some reason?
Well, not really, because I've played Madden before. Like I've actually played, I think, two or three versions of Madden.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand the concept of the game, but I dare say there's a big difference between watching NFL football and actually playing a video game.
Oh yeah,
because you're very involved in. So I sat there and I was watching it, and you've got to realize that in our country, we're rugby league, rugby union, soccer, or football, AFL. It's the AFL Grand Final today, so Geelong are playing the Saints. So that's a huge thing in Australia, like massive, massive thing. That's the guy with the tight shorts that do the kicking and stuff. So I'm used to fast-paced games with rarely any breaks. The concept of playing a game where it's like chess. We're going to have a move, we make the move, and then there's a break while we set up for the next move. So that side of things was a little bit disjointing for me to watch in a continuous fashion.
Okay. I mean, because you're used to soccer, right? Or what you call football, I guess.
Football, rugby league, rugby union, AFL, which are constant free-flowing games. There's very few penalties, but it's like if you watch a rugby league match, it's like you get six tackles per side. So it's like a tackle, and they stand up and they play the ball between their legs immediately, and the next person takes it and runs. So it's like a rolling game up and down. Similar, but you can't – there's no breaks, and you can't swap like entire teams, that type of thing.
Hmm.
So that was a little bit disjointing for me to watch. The time it took, it was a little bit weird that I'm looking up at the clock and 2 minutes took like 8 minutes. Well, I think that's a little bit extreme, but like the two-minute clock took like 5 minutes to play out, and that was very weird because I remember halfway through the game they showed a replay of the game before, and a team was down two touchdowns, and they ended up winning the game in the last 2 minutes. And to me that seems insane when I sit here and watch the stop-start nature of the game. So,
well,
but I enjoyed it.
Okay, and I'm glad that you actually went and watched it and so forth. But what about replays? I mean, the things that they do in between plays on the broadcast, well, they'll do like analysis and show replays and things like that get you more into the game. You know, I mean, like they explain different aspects of the team or the players and all that. And if that's your thing, it gets you even deeper into the game and it might actually mean more. Of course, if you don't care about the team or either team or whatever's going on, then it's going to be brutal. But if you're into the nonstop, you know, if you really can't handle it, they do have these things where they squeeze a 3-hour and 15-minute game into 30 minutes where they actually edit out all the in-between stuff and only show the plays.
Yeah, I've actually seen part of that on ESPN.
There's like a thing like that on DirecTV. You have to pay for it, but you know it's part of the NFL Sunday Ticket thing. And if you can't handle that, they have a 3-minute version of the game where they show just the highlights, and that's just like, well, why are you even watching if you're only going to watch 3 minutes of highlights if it's your favorite team, you know, and you need to follow them. But you know, if you don't have time, you don't have time. But I like the experience of, you know, just kind of letting it run. And listening to the crowd and not having a worry in the world. You know, you're eating nachos. You're doing other things. You're not necessarily watching every second of it like it's a movie.
And that exactly is it. And I think, and as the game progressed on, that's what clicked with me. It was I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I actually enjoyed watching it. It was a very exciting game, and it was a very all the statistics and all the personalities behind it were a little bit lost on me, because like as of last week, I didn't even know what an RBI batting average was. I had to Google it because I didn't know, because like we don't have a big baseball culture out here. So he's batting 268. I'm like, okay, well, is that 268 home runs, or does he score like 26.8% of the time that he's there? But is it a home run, or is it he actually gets a hit on the ball? And the statistics side of thing and the grandeur nature of it is sort of lost on me, because it seems to be more about it's more than the game itself, if you get me. Like watching a telecast, it's more than just the plays. It's the whole entire atmosphere and event of the different teams, different personalities, the tactics, the drama, the...
Yeah, I mean, and everybody likes to see, like, a really big play happen, like a really, you know, like with football, it would be like a long pass, you know, or a long run, or the guy broke through these huge dudes, or, you know, and made a touchdown and all that. And they happen a lot more than in a baseball game. You know, in a baseball game, you're just sitting there with cobwebs growing on you, just waiting for something exciting to happen. You know, you hear a crack, you hear the crack of the bat, and you look up and it's, oh, it's a foul. You know, I mean, there's like 100 fouls to, you know, every 3 home runs or base hits or whatever. I'm not a huge baseball fan. Let me just let it be known. I'm not anti-American or anything, because I know that's like America's sport, but then...
But to that point, in certain games, that can be exciting, because it's sort of like at any point this person could get onto it and send it over the fence, and the scores are so low, like soccer. Like, that's the thing that always used to get me, is that I had a few American friends in school that used to say, yeah, but the scores are so low. And I'm like, I watched a baseball game last night where only one home run was hit, and it, apparently, according to the commentators, was one of the most exciting games ever. And that's the thing about soccer, it's like they don't score every second of the day. There's not huge scores. It's all about, there's a great thing in soccer, whereas putting the ball in the net is extremely easy to do. Actually kicking a ball into a 5-meter wide net is extremely easy to do. It's just everything in between that creates drama.
Yeah.
And same thing with NFL. I could see, and I could see what they were aiming for, and the plays that they were doing, and this person would move here and that, and I got it and I appreciated it. It was very unusual for me to sit down and watch an entire game like that, because I'm used to, like, if a game of soccer takes 90 minutes, it takes about 2 hours to watch the entire thing. I'm actually not sure how long does an NFL game go for.
Typically 3 hours and 15 minutes, give or take. Even though it's only 60 minutes of gameplay.
See, and that's the thing that sort of throws me, is that like a rugby league match takes is 80 minutes long. It'll be finished in exactly 95 minutes. Because there's like that, there's 40 minutes, break for halftime, and then they swap.
So like if someone breaks their shin and there's bone sticking out, compound fracture, and blood spewing everywhere, I mean, they keep playing, right?
No, there is breaks for serious injuries.
Okay.
There are, but they're very few and far between.
I just heard, you know, rugby is pretty hardcore, so I was just wondering.
Well, and that's another thing too. I don't mean to rip on the players or anything, but the concept of wearing padding is a little bit foreign to me. Because
mm-hmm.
you see the shoulder pads and the helmets and stuff. I've actually played rugby union at university. I played in sort of like an inter-university sort of games they used to organize. And it hurts because I was about 110 kilos then. And the other guy who I was playing against was 110 kilos. And we were running together as fast as we can, which is not fast for a fat man, but seriously, you get up some speed and center of gravity behind you.
And then, equals MC squared or whatever.
Yeah. And then he dives and his shoulder goes into my stomach and he tackles me and my 110 is stopped by his 110 and it goes, and then we get tackled to the floor. And it hurt. Every time you got touched, you got hurt because it was like there was no padding. It was just like straight there. And I watched this hit on this quarterback the other night. This quarterback was running, and this other guy, a linebacker on the other side or whatever they're called in the defensive side, comes running for the quarterback, and they're running right towards each other. And this linebacker guy dives at the last minute and absolute friggin' creams the quarterback. The quarterback, like, if they weren't wearing any padding, this guy was in a body bag. They were digging the hole next to him on the field to save time.
Damn.
They both just jumped up, brushed it off, and like, ha, ha, ha. Now, I know inside they're hurting, and I appreciate the fact that it still does hurt even if you've got padding on, but if they had no padding, that was serious spinal injuries.
Well, the thing with padding in football is like, okay, I don't see the problem with it. You know, you want people to be able to play in the next game or play for the rest of the season, right? I mean, for one thing, they're getting a lot of money to do it, so they need to be able to stay on the field. And two, you're not there to watch people get hurt, so to speak. You're there to watch people play the game and do these and execute, you know, awesome football moves and plays, right? So,
yep.
And I really don't know the culture behind rugby. I don't know if it's like NASCAR where you just to watch people crash, you know, or what, but that's not what I get out of NFL. When someone gets hurt, it sucks because it stops the game. You know, I want the game to go on.
Oh, I'm not saying that I want people to hurt. It's more that are they the spectacular tackles and the big plays and the big smashes that happened, are they facilitated by the padding? That's what I'm sort of saying is like, if you've got all this padding on and yes, you have to pay the next week, if you didn't have that padding on, would you attempt such type of feats?
Oh, I doubt it. I mean, the types of hits these guys do with their heads? No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And that's the sort of thing. It's like, I appreciate the hits they're doing. And it and like I felt it and I went, ooh, that'll tickle. Like, I appreciated the big hits.
And it still hurts for them, trust me.
Oh, I dare say it would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But just looking at it from my side of the culture, it's sort of like, yeah, but if you guys weren't wearing those, would you A, attempt that tackle, and B, if the temple attack was attempted, would you be able to get up in the morning? I suppose that's the thing. Is like, does it facilitate a more of a spectacle than? I guess it's more an authenticity thing, but that's very much the way I see it. I'm not saying it's wrong or it should be criticized, but from my worldview and the sports that I've grown up with, it's very much that you tackle a man with everything that you have and you put your body on the line, and if it means that you bust your shoulder making that try-saving tackle, you bust your shoulder. So that's sort of where I was coming from.
Yeah. Do you like hockey?
I've played field hockey. I played a lot of sports when I was young. I've played field hockey. I'm not a very good rollerblader. I'm an okay ice skater, but nowhere near enough to play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could rollerblade, or if I'm allowed to wear roller skates, I'm not too bad with hockey stick.
I think hockey would be fun. Well, it's a little late for me now, and my body is just all torn up, I guess. But I think it would have been fun to play, but I can't seem to get myself to watch hockey. Same thing with basketball and baseball. I mean, I was okay playing them, you know, just for, like, for fun and grins. But watching it on TV, I just can't do it.
I have a question for you. Is it because you can't see the puck?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is it is a little difficult to see the puck sometimes. But even so, it's just the I don't know, the rhythm of the game and how it goes. It's like with basketball, it's like, okay, guy's standing there, he's got the ball, he's kind of dribbling and waiting for something, and then maybe he passes it to this one guy, and then he passes it back to him. Same thing in hockey, you know, you go down, you're sitting there, you pass it to one guy, he passes it back, and I don't know what they're waiting for, what they're trying to do. They have, like, I'm sure, like, these huge formulas and things that they practice and angles and all this other fun stuff to try to get a shot, but to me, it's just, since I've never played those officially and learned that, it doesn't really mean anything to me. It's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, shoot, you know, just shoot. And how many times is that going to be exciting when you don't know anything about the game?
The light bulb has gone off. That, I dare say, that's why a section of America doesn't like soccer, because soccer is all about, and I'm going to call it soccer.
But yeah, I meant to lump that in there too.
Yeah, soccer is very much like hockey, where it's, you have attacking raids, but it's working together as a team and creating angles to make shots. Because, like I said, it's very easy to hit a puck in a net. It's just very difficult to be in a situation where you have nothing else distracting you from just going, eh, and putting it in the net. Like soccer, they pass to each other and they pass back, and there is an occasional big attacking raid, but it's very much putting yourself in a situation that you can get the ball into an attacking situation to go. So it's very flowing, and it's very, we move towards here and we move and we sort of push our defenders forward, so it lets our attackers get in close. And
man, we really went way off on a sports kick, didn't we?
But it's I'm coming at more from a cultural side of things.
No, no, yeah, it's good though.
Yeah, it's quite funny how, like, to you, the idea of hockey or that type of sport doesn't appeal to you. You like a very direct type of sport where it's, okay, it's 100% attack, down, we're sort of like, with football, it's all about attacking, it's all about moving forward, it's all about attack, attack, attack. There's no, you never go backwards to go forwards, that type of thing.
Well, on purpose, no. Yeah.
No. But, you know, like, there's no, like, you don't pass it back so you can pass it forward.
Yeah, where, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, with my time, I'm very much a flowing thing where if you have to kick it back over halfway to make sure your attacker can get in there, that's something that I appreciate. So it's very interesting in culturally how our sports sort of dictate what we like to watch.
Okay. Well, speaking of sports, I'm posting a link here since I can. Go ahead and check out our Moo page on thundercast.com/moo. And there's a...
what an epic segue, sir.
Thank you, sir. There's actually a sale going on this weekend on mini cards. If you buy 100 mini cards as a set, they're normally $21 or so, $21, and now they're only $17, $16.99 with shipping, plus shipping. So go ahead and check that out, and some proceeds will go to help us Thundercats put on the show, and we appreciate your support. So go and get your Moo cards. Do you like the commercial that, you know, I added there? It's from another episode that we did, as you know.
Very good.
Okay, so commercial out of the way.
Can we quickly return back?